Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. It is a beautiful morning, but I walked out there and I thought, oh my goodness, it's kind of cool.
Oh, thank God. A little refresh.
Yes, it is like a little refresh. I am Sandy here with
Sherry.
Sherry, Sandy and Sherry are hosting your Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 this morning. Thank you for tuning in. And our Home Show Garden Pro is Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Just heard a lovely ad about your place.
Yes.
Your fun place. I was at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens about a week, I guess last weekend, and I was at Plants for All Seasons this week. Charlie's like, okay, Sandy.
This is, 'tis the season, right?
'Tis the season.
Making the rounds.
That's right. That's right. So thank you for joining us on Home Show Garden Pros. And if you're new, I want to remind you, you can call in to us.
We like to talk to you.
Yes. So I'm here. I just kind of take calls and ask y'all more questions and
She's leading the ship here.
Yeah, sort of. And then Sherry and then our Home Show Garden Pro are the experts. So you have two experts in the room who can banter back and forth about whatever you see in your yard. It is super fun.
So, and there's lots to see in the yards right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I'm sure my husband's yelling at the radio right now saying, give them the phone number. Okay. The phone number is 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number. So it's 281, our second area code here in Houston, 833-3333. So give us a call. We have the best callers and the just most fun conversations. And don't feel like, oh, they've probably talked about grass. Yes, we talk about grass.
We talk about grass every
all
show.
All the time. Yeah.
Because it's my favorite topic.
Yeah, yeah. Or, oh, they've already talked about that. No, just call us and, you know, you may have a little bit different version of a question.
Yes.
And even last week when Kelly was here, I had a question and I said, okay, guys, this is a silly question. It was about repotting or something. And it was kind of a very, you know, elementary question.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it clarified. So thank you. So don't hesitate to call it 281-833-3333. So Anita, Thank you so much for being here this morning.
I enjoy the drive-in.
Oh,
and
yes.
Pretty soon, well, tomorrow daylight
the
savings
time change.
We'll
oh,
be
yes.
getting up an hour earlier.
Yes.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Anita and I were texting last night, and Anita is like you, Sherry.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't like the time change.
I don't
change.
Like the time
oh,
change.
No.
And I love it.
It yes. means longer work days.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and people who work outside, landscaping people, road work crew, all them, when you have to start an hour later, you miss an hour of cooler weather.
Yeah. And
so it's a hardship on them, daylight
yeah.
savings time.
Yes.
Yeah, it is harder. Mm-hmm. But then I like it. You know, I like it light at dinner time.
Hey,
so
when I was a
fun.
Kid,
oh,
yay,
yes.
daylight savings time.
Right.
I mean, we would be
more
playing
playtime.
Hide and seek, kick the can.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Because our rule was, you know, you come in when the street lights come on.
Yes.
You know, come on. So we got that extra hour of play.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, we're so glad
Sherry
to
and I
you.
Are losers on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we like the fall.
We do like the fall.
Right. Well, but we also say we like the spring. I mean, you know, it's like every season we're like, I love this weather. I love these. But I like the spring. There's so much going on out in the lawn mm-hmm. and garden. And
yes.
so much is changing daily.
Every
is
day, yeah.
So fun.
Oh, yeah. The trees leaf out when you blink your eye.
I know. My husband was just commenting. He was like, uh-huh. I took the dogs out and the tree was starting to do its thing. And the next day he went out and he was like, it did its thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's completely leafed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Now he's picking up pollen noodles.
Oh, yes, pollen.
Oh,
noodles.
Yeah. It was acorns, leaves, and now
yes.
pollen.
Yes.
So thank you, oak trees.
That yeah. all fertilizes your soil as it breaks down.
And the forest of baby oak trees.
Oh, yes.
That, you
oh,
know, as
right.
many as he picked up, he missed a lot.
Because yeah.
there are so many little baby trees.
Popping
yes.
up.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a little neighbor. She's elderly, and she's got full of it. And I yeah. thought, why the lawnmowers? I thought that they kind of, maybe they missed a week or so because mm-hmm. she's got a line of them popping up. And I resisted. I didn't pull them. You know.
Well, the good news in the grass, you mow them a
yeah,
few times,
right.
you take the top
yeah.
off.
And that's what
die.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought the mowers were here. So
yeah.
anyway,
yeah.
it'll get them.
It'll get them.
Yeah. But it's just been beautiful. And yesterday, Sherry and I had a little meeting about some business stuff we're doing on our end. And I ended up walking around the yard and kind of observing even more, you know, the befores and afters of what's going on. And it's wonderful.
With Sherry or without
Sherry? No, without Sherry.
Just after our conversation.
She just kind of gave me some ideas. So,
to look at things a little different, maybe observe more.
Right.
React less.
Yes. Yes.
Vitamin P, patience.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Great idea. Yep. Yep. So I did post, or we posted a picture of a before and after because my yard looked really about a month ago. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that later. But make sure that you use your social media for good if you're on it, because all of our Home Show Garden Pros are on social media, and so is Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. So we've got some fun pictures that we put up there this weekend or this end of the week. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sandy and Sherry are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we've got Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in the house here as your Home Show Garden Pro. It's Anita. So we'll talk to you after this.
Not easy being a tree. You barely recover from brutal summers, then get thrust into an Arctic blast. Long droughts, excessive rain. Think it's hard on you? Try planting your feet in the ground. Not easy being a tree.
Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts.
Stress trees are vulnerable trees. Proper pruning, soil care, and fertilizers can ease their stress. No, it's not easy being a tree in Southeast Texas, but you can trust the Woodlands Tree Experts to keep yours healthy.
TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
If I could turn back the hands of time.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So, lawn and garden, that's everything we talk about. Give us a
lots
call.
Going on in the lawn. You know, greening up, it's getting going, and it is time to aerate. Everybody needs to call Ricky at Best Choice Lawn Aeration. His number is 713-890-9977. The benefits that you will see from lawn aeration are going to be better water penetration, better nutrient uptake, just an all-around better experience in your grass. It's going to help your trees, your landscape, because your nutrients and your moisture is going to stay in your yard. But he can come out, do all the heavy lifting, do the aeration, the compost top dress, 6 fertilizations. He has a yearly program that he can do as well. So get Ricky out there. You know, he's getting booked up, and every day that goes by, 2 weeks out, and you want to get on his list. If you can get it done before the end of April, that'd be amazing. But the number again is 713-890-9977. It's Best Choice Lawn Aeration. It's going to be the best thing you can do to help your yard get through the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been in my house. We've been in our house for 12 years and have never done it.
Yeah.
And then Harvey Water sat on our lawn for a good 8 days.
Yeah.
And I just had never done it. So, you know, Best Choice came along and I had it done middle of the week or early in the week last week. And I'm telling you, just yesterday, already, I can see my grass is more
it's
green.
It's like it can breathe.
Yes, yeah. It's happier. So that's one thing that I was talking about. Go to Home Show Garden Pros on Facebook, and you can see the before and after.
Of your yard.
Of my yard.
And then the
in
comments.
In a week.
In the comments, you can see my husband posting
yes,
my yard.
That's right. And then Sherry's husband posted her yard. And he is such a great, he could be a yard guy.
Yeah.
Right?
But he is my yard guy.
He is your yard guy. But you give him the instructions.
The best dang yard guy. Yes.
So Best Choice Lawn Aeration, get it done. It's easy. I mean, they were in and out, no problem. They laid the compost. It was great.
Yeah.
Yes. So perfect. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call us at 281-833-3333. And I want to remind people, because it happens in a couple of hours, that Nature's Way Resources has got their spring festival coming up.
They have all kinds of fun stuff going on out there.
Yes, yes. So it's going to be a great day. It's 9 to 2. So when you're driving up there, you can listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Or you can wait until after the show and hop on up there. So it's a beautiful location. Nature's Way Resources, right up off of 45. And the road is Shearbrook Circle.
Yeah,
so it's up in Conroe.
I think it's just where 1488 dead ends on the when you go right.
Right. Yes.
It's over super, the railroad tracks. Super to easy. The
right. Yeah, it's easy to get there. So Nature's Way, that's going to be a nice, beautiful event out there and a great day for it.
And they have a nursery out there too with all their native plants.
Oh yes, it's a nursery and you know his yard mm-hmm. for making yep. all the compost and mulches. So you will definitely get a good whiff of that fresh compost and mulch.
Right.
You know it's good stuff.
It is.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Anita was talking before or when we went on break, and she said, let's talk about what these weeds that are thriving right now in the cooler temperatures are about to do. So enlighten us.
Well, let's see. Poa Anna. Poa Anna's showing up. Velcro, sticky reed, bed straw weed. That's all the same weed with a whole mm-hmm. bunch of different names. Mm-hmm. Wild carrot is showing up. The native geranium plant mm-hmm. is showing. All those plants are coming, and they'll all go away on their own.
And what makes them go away?
Heat.
Heat, which yes. that's inevitable, right?
Yes. I mean, you might want to think about pulling up the geranium, because I think uh-huh. that does stay right through the
It could,
summer.
But you know, the best weed prevention is a healthy lawn.
Yes, and so, as you say, your weeds are actually your diagnostic tools.
Yeah,
uh-huh. right.
Yeah, Sandy's showing me a weed right now. Mm-hmm. It's called vetch.
Vetch. Oh yes.
Uh-huh. And vetch is an indicator of the need of nitrogen, just like clover is.
Oh.
It has nitrogen-fixing bacteria on it. It's a really cute little weed, but I
it
would
is
never...
pretty.
Yeah, I would never battle it with a weed killer. I would just fertilize.
Yeah. Okay. All
and,
right.
And that you're not going to put the fertilizer out and the weed going to just disintegrate. But what happens is that weed is pulling nitrogen out of the atmosphere, right? Mm-hmm. With the nitrogen-fixing bacteria. And you're adding nitrogen. Pretty soon there won't be a need for that weed. And it won't come back.
It's got tiny little purple flowers on it. So
yeah.
that came from Jan from one of our uh-huh. questions. They sent in a picture. Yeah. So, yeah, people are dealing with weeds. So,
oh, yeah, I had a friend bring me pictures yeah. of vetch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What uh-huh. is this?
Yeah, and yeah. she said Jan has been organic in her lawn for 6 years.
That's great.
And that is good. She just needs to bump it up a little bit because in the 6 years we've had some crazy weather, heavy rains, droughts. The soil's compacted. Not all of the nitrogen will stay in
yeah.
the yard. So you just have to increase it a little bit.
Okay.
Just for a while until we start to see some of those weeds retreat.
Okay. And when the warm comes, it's going to help
yeah.
die off our
yeah.
weeds.
Yeah. When the grass is out competing the weeds, that's when the weeds will start to go away.
Mm-hmm. What about the bane of my existence, which is the wood sorrel?
Mm-hmm. You have shade.
I do.
Yeah. And so if you can get the grass to thrive in that shady area by uh-huh. decreasing compaction, thinning your trees if you can, then we can get somewhere with that. But until
yeah.
you get to that point, yeah. you know, there are spot treatments that you can do with different herbicides that will knock it back. But you got to get away for that St. Augustine to fill in that area.
Don't you all carry a brand?
A type?
A type of St. Augustine.
Yeah, the palmetto.
Shape. Palmetto. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And we sell it in plugs, and that's actually, it's better to do plugs in a compacted area than
yes.
it is to do sod. Because that sod, it's really hard to get established through that compaction.
Yes.
So if you can put some compost down and drill your holes to put your plugs in, you're going to have better soil root attachment, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So weeds, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
we get lots of questions about weeds on the
you
website.
Know, all yeah. weeds are opportunistic.
Uh-huh.
If there is an opportunity, they're going to get in. And,
okay.
And St. Augustine's been through some tough times.
Stressors,
here.
Yeah.
Summer, winter. So there's a lot of opportunity for these weeds to come in. So that I urge people to step back and go, okay, well, when did the yard start looking bad? Was it in mm-hmm. the summertime? Okay, well, it was the summer stress. And let's try to reverse what went wrong.
Right, right.
By, you know, doing your aeration, your compost top dress, and let's feed correctly and water correctly. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people with pictures of dollar weed. Well, they've been watering all winter.
Yeah.
What? When the grass didn't need it. Yes. And so the dollar weed is thriving.
Right.
So we've got to kind of look at the whole picture and just go, well, why is that weed able to overtake the St. Augustine?
And I must say, I've got a place in my front yard that was getting too much water, and I have a big old patch of dollar weed, and I've been pulling it out. And so, you know, it's adjusting now that I've turned the sprinkler back on. Now it's adjusting that.
Yes.
But not messing
and help
with too
drainage,
much others.
Help water move through that soil by increasing the humic acid. And then over time, that weed will not thrive.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a success story at some point. You can call Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. What's going on in your yard? And we will talk to you after this.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Pierscapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Pierscapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Pierscapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit Pierscapes.com.
Organic products build resilience in your plants, conserving water, building stronger root systems, less soil and plant diseases. This spring, trust MicroLife Humates Plus 004 with the purple label and Multipurpose 624 with the green label for the ultimate dynamic duo. Perfect for ornamentals, perennials, apply to every square inch of your lawn and garden. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Bros.
Good morning, all lawn and plant enthusiasts. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249. Are you ready to celebrate the beauty of nature and the joy of gardening? Look no further than Plants for All Seasons, your go-to garden center for all your botanical needs. For 50 years, Plants for All Seasons has been proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated business. At Plants for All Seasons, we are more than just a nursery. We are your partners in gardening success. Need trees to add shade and beauty to your landscape? We've got you covered. Looking for vibrant shrubs to create a stunning border? We have an extensive selection. Seeking annuals and perennials to bring color and life to your garden? Look no further. But that's not all. Plants for All Seasons also offers a wide range of pesticide solutions, soils, compost, and mulches to ensure your plants thrive in any season. We believe that healthy soil is the foundation for a flourishing garden, and we're here to provide you with the best products to make it happen. So come on down to Plants for All Seasons and let us help you make your garden dreams come true. Plants for All Seasons, where your garden thrives in every season, is located near Vintage Park on the feeder of Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Roads. Come and see us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, the sport of gardening. Mm-hmm. And you can make it a sport or you can make it relaxing.
It could be like yoga.
Yeah, that's right. But I just love, you know, I was out there walking the dog yesterday. And when I came back, I thought, oh my goodness, there's some, I'm going to say the word, weeds that have appeared in my bed. And I was out there pulling them, you know, and there I am. I'm not in my gardening clothes or anything, but it was perfectly fun, you know, 20 minutes out there before.
Because we know you love, enjoy pulling the weeds.
So there may have been a little bit of soil in our dinner last night because it was right before dinner, but hey.
It's just minerals.
It all worked out. Yeah. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we've got Anita here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Beautiful location.
Thank you.
Busy place. I was out there last Saturday, I think it was, and it was hopping.
Yeah, we're loading up with plants.
Yeah.
People are
Boy, sunny, warm weather just draws people out.
Yeah, yeah. It could be it really a nice does. Morning with overcast in the parking lot. It's not very busy. And just the second that sun comes out,
it's like,
boom,
let's
yes,
go.
Yes, yes.
It just draws the people in.
Hopefully when it's cloudy, they're making their list of what they need. Right. At the, yeah.
And out observing their yard.
Right. Yes.
Well, I've had customers come in filthy, dirty, you know, because they're in their garden, apologizing for the way they
look. And I'm like, that's the way I look every day.
Yes.
I have been one of those customers, you know, because I'm like, oh, I need two more bags or, oh, I need this. Yeah, exactly. Well, and people couldn't get enough of Rolf. You know, they were, I said hello to him and then, you know, people were just like, they had questions and, you know, so that's great. So that's why
he'll
love.
Be there today, probably tomorrow too.
Yeah.
I hold down the fort at the house with the bog plants. Yep.
There you go. Nurturing those, getting them ready to take back to the shop. Well, all of our Home Show Garden pros have they are a great resource. That's why we talk about them so much because we just, local is one thing, but these people know what they're doing. So Nelson Nursery Water Gardens is here today taking your calls and questions. Plants for All Seasons, you just heard from Kelly and she was here last week. I had a great chat with her this week when I was in on Thursday. She was so helpful. She's like, no, Sandy, they're over there. Oh, okay. So that's Plants for All Seasons up off of 249, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, they've got a festival today up off of 45, and Spring Gardens Nursery up north in Spring, close to the Woodlands, a great resource for Woodlands. I mean, beautiful, large location. So
if you need like big trees.
Yes, they are great for trees. So we recommend those, and we love all of our Home Show Garden pros because they know what they're doing.
Well, they're gardeners in this crazy climate that we have.
Yes. Yes. They live and work in it.
Been doing it for years.
Generations, actually. So both of you have a generational location. So it's wonderful. It's just a great resource for you. So you have hit the right radio station at Home Show Garden Pros. So, you know, speaking of things, doing things in the yard.
Yeah.
I have got a bag of black velvet mulch waiting for me.
It is sitting out at the wheel of your car.
Yes. So I forgot one the other day and Sherry was nice enough to bring it to me this morning so I can get to work when I get home.
Yeah. So everybody needs to get their landscaper's pride.
Yep.
From their favorite Home Show Garden Pro and get their black velvet put out.
Your
black velvet is a beautiful product. It's a composted hardwood mulch that's aged to be dark. So it is not dyed.
It is not dyed. Don't be afraid of it.
So it'll add a ton of nutrients to your soil and finish off your beds when you're done. And I know you're always putting a little here, a little there.
I love to dabble.
Send some
dabble
pictures.
Queen.
Yeah, she sent some pictures. I just put a little mulch under my trees. But Landscaper's Pride makes over 27 different bag good products. So if you're not sure what to buy when you're at the garden centers, of course you can always ask. But if it says Landscaper's Pride, you know you're getting top-notch quality in that bag. So no matter what you're doing, you're planting a rose garden, they have a rose soil.
Yep.
You're planting just a regular flower bed with woody shrubs, they have a planting mix. Gardener's Magic, one of my favorite, just dump it in the garden bed and plant. You don't have to do any amending to it. They have a OMRI certified potting soil called Pot Dirt.
Nice.
And it's got high quality inputs. It's created by somebody in our industry that does this for a living. They do color change outs. So it'll really help with your plants really popping in the color. But that's called Pot Dirt. But you can get this at any of your local Home Show Garden Pros. So for more information, you can go to landscaperspride.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
We love Landscaper's Pride. Lots of soils and aggregates to choose from.
You got it.
Wonderful. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
But you better promise me I'll be back in time.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Isaac with Spring Gardens Nursery. We're your one-stop shop to gear up for the spring. With spring just around the corner, now is the time to assess your winter damage sustained by the freeze. And with just 18 acres of annuals, perennials, tropicals, trees, palms, and shrubs, Spring Gardens has everything to bring your lawn and landscape back to life. Ready to jumpstart your spring vegetable gardening? Well, here at Spring Gardens, we've got cucumbers, peppers, green beans, squash, tomatoes, and more. And we just restocked our citrus. We've got lemon, lime, orange, satsuma, grapefruit, and kumquat, just to name a few. Don't forget to pick up your organic garden soil, compost, and fertilizer. And as an added bonus, when you spend just $200 retail, you can take home a raised garden box for free. We know because we grow here at Spring Garden Nursery, another day in paradise. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. We have got Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. What's going on in your grass? I know you're worried about something out there. Or are there some plants that you're not quite sure what you should do with?
Yeah, I know. I noticed in my yard, my perennials are just now starting to do some. There's a few things that haven't even, they just look dead.
Yeah, I have a few of those too that I'm just not sure about.
But I'm not going to give up on them yet.
No, absolutely not.
But there is a hibiscus that I think everybody should have in their yard though.
Ooh,
and it's the variegated hibiscus.
Yes.
I have had that. We've had it for 8 years. And every winter that we have a hard winter, it dies to the ground. But I notice it's already coming back.
Oh,
and right. It's a showstopper.
Yeah.
And it's I would call it a perennial. I mean, it keeps coming back. So
that is amazing. And it's in the ground?
It is in the ground.
Nice.
Yeah. It's behind the pool. It's completely exposed. I do not protect it.
Wow. It's a tough guy.
No covering. Nice. So I was pretty amazed. And I'm also amazed. My grapefruit and my Meyer lemon. Just this week.
Oh, yay.
Are That's coming so back, good. not below the graft, but definitely above the graft, on the trunk, and zero protection.
My yesterday, today, and tomorrow plants I really thought were goners, but nope, they're coming back too.
Yeah. So I am really amazed with zero protection what's coming back in my yard.
I'm impressed. Well, I had the two citrus trees in pots, moved them into the garage, and of course they're fine now. But the fragrance is great. I have them on a small patio, so the smell is kind of contained. It's wonderful.
I love that. The at the nurseries, all the citrus section is just
you want to hang
wonderful.
Out there.
You just want to hang out there. Yes.
Yeah.
So I added a few to my collection this year.
Yeah.
And they're going in pots.
Yes.
But now I need a Caracara orange because my daughter has discovered the Caracara blood orange.
Oh, really? What's so fancy about that?
The flavor.
Oh, Caracara.
Yeah.
Very fun. That's something to look
for. That'll
be
added to the patio pots this year.
Yes. I've got an orange tree coming for my next little refresh that I've got with Peter Nelson.
Nice.
Just make sure you have a dolly.
Yes. I got a brand new one from Amazon. Yes. But I also had help from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Mm-hmm. So that was quite the treat because it was kind of a panic there at the end.
Yeah.
You know what? We've got to remind everybody about the time change.
When do we do that? Tonight?
Tonight. We do that tonight. So, yay! I'm excited. But
I don't worry about that anymore because
your phone.
The phones do
I know,
it.
I know. Yes, you wake up. Exactly. Well, I grew up and my mom was obsessed with clocks. And I think one year they counted and they had like 47 clocks in their house. Yes. And my dad used to spend, you know, all of that Sunday.
Wow.
That was sort of his thing.
Adjusting the clocks.
You know, with all the clocks. So that's all I mean. Now, every time I look at my phone with the time change, I think of that.
I'm
like,
so spoiled. Trying to figure out how to change the clock in your car.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. And you're like, as long as this will take me, I'll wait until it turns back.
That's exactly. Give up. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. So daylight saving time tonight.
Yes.
Don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
So
spring forward.
Spring forward.
Yes.
So you're going to need to work fast to today.
An hour early.
Yeah, because yes. We'll lose an hour then, right? Because
yep. We'll jumping all past have it. To deal with confused and pets.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's oh, right. Yeah. Meal times will be different. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. All of their little, their routines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and my sidekick, Sherry. So Sherry's the expert here mm-hmm. on our co-hosting panel. So we are so thankful to have you here to kind of be the...
Yeah.
The second expert.
It's my favorite thing to do on Saturday morning.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sherry, I saw that your husband had put down some of the top dressing. Did yes. he aerate also or just he just did
we
top
didn't.
Dressing?
We're going to do it in the fall.
Yeah,
the
because aeration. Your yard is just amazing. There's mm-hmm. not a weed in it.
There really isn't.
I mean, I'm so
now,
jealous.
I say that. Down by the curb, there is some weeds, mm-hmm. but, you know, they're nicely manicured and look really green. But once the St. Augustine starts to really come out of its dormancy, right. which it is after this past week, it'll outcompete the weeds that are yeah. there. So,
you know what I found? The edging, because mm-hmm. I get help with my yard.
Yeah.
And I had to fuss at the lawnmower guy. And I said, you know what? Let's not edge every week. Because I find that, especially right now when my yeah. St. Augustine's trying to get grow back and he's hacking it. You know,
yeah.
yeah.
So be careful about that. And yes. I'm thinking I gave him kind of a break because I said we are not going to edge every week.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, let's just put a halt on that.
And my yard guy blows leaves to bare earth.
Oh, Charlie will tell you that I get triggered with blowers.
So finally what I do is I went around and cut up branches and lay it all there. So when he blows, all the leaves get trapped in the branches.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I mean, he doesn't understand. I've talked to him about it, but, you know, he...
Yeah.
He likes things to be neat and tidy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And he's a good guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, the bare earth, I'm like, Mother Nature does not like bare earth. Don't let this happen.
And I remember that about when you say that, Sandy, what does Mother Nature do? And that's a great reminder for mm-hmm. all of us. And what Sherry said.
She drops her leaves and leaves them be. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Let's just step back and watch sometimes.
Yes.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and Zoe's in there taking your calls, and we will talk to you after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Nice driveway.
New ones look good.
Won't miss that sad, beat-up old one.
Funny you say. Huh? Found someone who loves seeing that old concrete.
Seriously?
I called Arcosa.
Arcosa crushed concrete?
They buy old concrete.
Driveways?
And patios, foundation slabs, even asphalt.
Really?
They recycle it.
Gotta like that.
I like how they're putting it back to use.
How?
Things like roads, building projects.
Your old driveway?
Making Houston greener.
Nice. Got concrete? Arcosa Crushed Concrete, formerly Cherry Companies, wants to pay you for it. Learn more at 713-436-0990.
Want more butterflies and hummingbirds? Get Cuvia, Salvia, Camellia, and Mist Flowers. Your yard will come alive in color and activity, just like we do at Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I don't know if you heard me go, wait, what do we have next? So sorry about that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we've got Anita taking your calls. Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens taking your calls at 281-833-3333.
And I know you did some gardening this week.
I did. I loved it.
So tell us about your experience because you used Coast of Maine.
I did. The pink bag, the potting soil. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I opened it up and it almost felt like it had been sprinkled.
Yeah.
It wasn't gooey,
yeah.
but it was moist. Yes. I mean, it was just beautiful. And I planted, I potted a avocado tree that yes. I got from Plants for All Seasons mm-hmm. this week, and that's what I used. And then in some of my other pots, I kind of dug around and got rid of the dusty that Kelly was telling me mm-hmm. about last weekend, get rid of the dusty, and I added it. So it Coast of Maine potting soil is in many of my patio pots. I'm so excited.
And I've noticed that my pots that I've used the Coast of Maine, I don't have to water as frequently.
Which
is nice on a pool deck that's in full sun all day.
Yes.
So it maintains some moisture.
Well, it's a beautiful product. So I'm excited to see the results.
Yeah. And Coast of Maine is all organic, OMRI certified. They've been in business for 26 years, and they have wonderful inputs from material from the coast of Maine.
And it's different.
It is different. So it's diversifying the type of compost that you're putting out. It has things like shellfish, so lobster and crab, tree bark, worm castings, and seaweed. And you know we love our seaweed.
Yeah, I know.
So you'll get high quality inputs for the ultimate results. And when you're growing your potted plants, you want high color or high fruit production, so you want to use a great soil. And they have a whole lineup of different soils for different plants. Mm-hmm. They have one for acid lovers. So all the blueberry lovers out there that have been trying to do blueberries here, there is a soil for that. Our azaleas, I know the azalea trails are going on.
Yes.
That's a great soil to add for your azaleas. So they have the right product for whatever you're planting. So for more information, you can go to coastofmaine.com or Home Show Garden Pros, but ask for the product at your nearest Home Show Garden Pro. If they don't have it, they should get it.
Right. And your recommendation, you know, when we talk about all of our products we love and use, but you talk about diversifying, that it's important. Just like you and I don't like to eat the same thing all the time.
Neither do your soils and your plants.
Right. Yep. So I'm excited about Coast of Maine. Thank you very much. And Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursing Water Gardens is here. And Anita, we've got Chris on the line for you. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
We are
doing good. What you got for Anita this morning?
I want to see if you can help me to identify a tree.
Okay.
Okay, I saw this tree, and actually it was at my local post office, and I got out to check my P.O. box, and the smell was just so wonderful.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I was all the way across the parking lot, and I could smell it.
Wow.
And it was a small tree. It had rough bark, and it had like these cascades of light purple flowers.
Purple flowers.
It had like light purple flowers, and it
Texas
it
was, mountain like laurel.
Yeah,
that it was like in bunches.
It smells like grape.
It's grape, real sweet.
Grape juice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought wisteria, but
Oh yeah, Texas mountain laurel is your tree.
Texas mountain laurel. I tried to send y'all a picture, but I guess we can't.
Yeah, they're blooming everywhere right now. This is their time. So they really grow and thrive out in West Texas, Austin, San Antonio. But there are some amazing specimens of them blooming this year here in the Houston area.
How large do they get? Are they smaller trees?
Yeah, it's going to be a smaller kind of slow growing tree.
Yeah,
probably about 10 to 15 foot tall and maybe 6 to 8 foot wide.
Yep, that's what it was.
Yeah,
all
Texas
right, thank
Mount
you very
Laura.
Much for your help. I need to go find one and plant some at my house.
There you go, Chris.
Check out the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sure somebody's got them.
You got it.
All Do you have them, Sherry?
Thank you, ma'am.
No.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We don't have them right now either.
Yeah, we had one. We might still have one.
Oh, Enchanted Forest has them.
Enchanted Forest. I think I saw them post it. Yeah.
Chris, if you're still there, Enchanted. Well, I know you hung up, but Enchanted Forest, I'm pretty sure they posted this week about mountain laurels.
Yeah, we sold out. They started blooming. We sold out, and we'll see if we get more in.
Yeah. So I have a new one planted, and I love it, but it brings back memories for me because I lived in San Antonio for a short period of time after graduating from A&M, and in my first house, I planted my own mountain laurel, and it wasn't small. And I was young and, you know, kind of clueless, like I still sometimes am clueless. But I just remember planting that, and I just so enjoyed it. You know, it was just so pretty. And now I have a new one in my front yard.
So now the mountain laurel likes an alkaline soil.
Okay.
That's why it thrives out in that limestone west of here. So make sure we don't acidify.
No acidifying. And does it like more dry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't overwater it.
Kind of like the Vitex.
Okay. All right. So let's take care of those sort of in a similar manner.
Yeah.
And do we do any trimming on a mountain laurel?
I mean, you can trim it up. I wouldn't take the top off.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Just let it go.
Just let it go.
It can be a nice multi-trunk tree.
Oh, yeah. I like that better.
I do, too.
I don't like the shaped, you know. What lollipop. Is it? Poodle tail, lollipop. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we all like them for a while, but sometimes, you know, you want to refresh.
Yes.
It's just not natural looking.
Yeah. And I think of Anita then. I'm like, okay, what would Mother Nature do? Just leave it alone. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So thank you for Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
What's in your water is what gets in you. A Kinetico K5 drinking water station from Aquatex filters and purifies every drop. So all you get in your water is water. No system removes more. And since it's customizable and self-cleaning, the K5 makes better water easy. After all, better water means a better you. That's why Tom Tynan had Aquatex install his K5 drinking water station. Start with a free Aquatex water analysis and see what a K5 from Aquatex can do for you. AquatexWater.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Purescapes, from lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for three decades. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry and Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. So thanks, Anita, for being here this morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we so enjoy having you here. So we have got our Magnolia Gardens, mm-hmm. but we call it Plants for Texas, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what you will see when you get to when you get to your store.
Yes, absolutely. So Magnolia Gardens has been in business for 45 years, and they have developed a line of plants. They call them Plants for Texas. It's over 40 seasonal varieties of high-performing, hardy, resilient plants that, when your favorite term is, no green thumbs are green thumbs are optional,
it
right?
It is my favorite part.
And you plant these, you don't really have to know what you're doing. You just need to know what colors you like and what you want it to do long term. And you just plant it. They're very, very hardy and easy. And they're going to come back after winter.
Right.
They're going to survive our hot summers. They're going to take our droughts and our heavy rainfalls, and they're going to perform brilliantly. So they have things like Dallas Red Lantana, Blue Plumbago, May Night Salvia, which is gorgeous right now. Mine
they
came
are
back.
So pretty.
Yes. And, you know, when we talk about all the different lantanas, I mean, it's just so many different.
My obsession.
Mm-hmm. Varieties and colors that will just perform all summer. So they're reliable and trustworthy, easy. You will have success. Green thumb optional.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
What were you going to
say? I shouldn't interrupt you, Sherry. But so Magnolia Gardens, they're the ones who are growing these, mm-hmm. and they've been testing them. You know, they've been figuring out what works here, right?
Yeah.
So that's why these are such reliable plants, and the Plants for Texas is what they call them, because you can see the putty color
and
pot.
How, yeah, you see the pot, you mm-hmm. see the Texas on it at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. If you don't see them, ask them where their Plants for Texas are, mm-hmm. and they'll get them in. So they'll get them from Magnolia Gardens. So for Plants of Texas, you can go to plantsfortexas.com or Home Show Garden Pros for more information.
And I did ask. I was at Plants for All Seasons, and I asked Kelly, where are your Plants for Texas? And when she pointed over there, poof, there are those pots. And I brought home a rosemary. So I'm super excited. I love my little herb garden. I always try and keep it. It's my zen. Mm-hmm. You know, I can walk out the back door when I'm headed for something and I rub on my mint or my rosemary or my lavender. So I was missing my rosemary. So I got their Plants for Texas rosemary.
Well, there you go.
Which rosemary did you get? Upright or trailing?
Upright.
Upright. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, and I could smell it in the car. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful. So anyway, look for those plants for Texas in the putty-colored pot. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 with Sandy Sherry, and Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Mm-hmm. So Anita, what else? You know, and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is also a water garden.
That's right.
That's how you started.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not water garden season, though.
It's not. Because there's a season.
When is water garden season?
Well, the daytime temperatures warm up, but the nighttime temperatures are still cool.
Okay.
And so that means that the pond water stays a lot cooler than the ambient air temperature. So water gardens wake up in May.
Oh, okay.
Or actually late April.
So warm soils.
What do you mean by that?
I mean warm waters.
Warm water. Yeah. As the water warms up, then they become more active. But we'll be getting in our water lilies and the bog plants, which are also called marginal plants because mm-hmm. their native habitat is along the margins.
The edges.
Yeah. Oh, but marginal means something different in America
than it does
in Great Britain, where they call them marginal plants. So the bog plants are sprouting, growing, and we're selling lots and lots of those.
So let's talk about some marginal plants.
Yes.
So what are some things, like, let's say somebody doesn't have a water garden, but they have a boggy area that's just staying too wet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are some marginal plants that would take that moisture?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is sweet flag and mm-hmm. a chorus.
Okay.
You may be familiar with it. And it loves to grow in a really wet soil, and it has a grassy look to it.
So it's grassy, bright yellow leaves.
Bright. Well, you can get a white and green variegated, or you can get a golden variegated one. And then there's some what I call the low grows, which are lemon bacopa. Smells like lemon when it's crushed.
Okay.
And it's native to an area that has what they call wet meadow.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also grow in pots as an understory if you're planting a pot with something that likes a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's one that I really like to do that with called moneywort.
Okay.
Wort is an old British term that means plant.
Okay.
So it has blue flowers. And then we have one called water purslane, which looks like purslane, but it's not. And it has white flowers, and it's a low spreading grower. But our big seller right now is what's called pickerel rush or pickerel weed. We don't like that word weed, right?
Yeah.
So we call it pickerel rush. And it has blue spikes of flowers, and it blooms all summer long. And it's a favorite of bumblebees.
Okay.
Oh,
so good
fun.
For your areas that have bad drainage.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or the edges of your pond.
Yeah. I actually created many years ago. It used to be a real popular thing to dig out an area, line it with a rubber liner, fill it back with soil, and create an artificial bog that you don't have to water all that often because the soil retains the water.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen that done with a bale of peat moss. You bury
the
bale of peat moss in the bag, slice it open, and plant your bog plants
cool.
in it.
Cool. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
A new idea.
Yeah, I guess really acid-loving soil should really love that one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's acid-loving plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like lobelias and things like that.
Okay. Well, alternative to a bad drainage issue, instead of letting your dollar weed take over.
Yeah.
I could plant some pretty things.
Yes.
Yeah, there I go. I could have a pond in my front yard. My HOA would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Anita. Now, when you say it's not the season, I mean, now would be a good time to start thinking about it if you want mm-hmm. to build or add a water garden or a pond to your backyard. Because
anytime is
a good time to add it. So it's just the plants in particular.
The plants are slow to wake up in the spring. Everything else is whoop-de-doo, and they're still asleep down there in the bottom of the pond.
Yeah, but they will.
Yeah.
You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. That was Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. She is your Home Show Garden Pro, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Matt after this.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
If I could turn back time.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Sandy here with Sherry. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
Okay, so everybody on Facebook has seen your pictures of your freshly aerated compost top dress yard.
I'm so excited. It's so
the
happy.
Competition's on between me and you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, Sherry's going to win because Sherry's lawn is just, it's just perfect.
It's getting there. But we, my husband, he's my lawn guy, he went out and did our compost top dress and he applied Humates Plus.
Of course.
So it's time for Humates Plus. And then he also applied a lawn fertilizer to get it going. We got to get this grass woken up and growing. But right now, Humates Plus, it's the purple bag. That's going to help soften our soil, add vital nutrients to the soil, things like that, nitrogen-fixing bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi, which is going to help our yards be more resilient going into summer. It's going to help hold on to moisture. The humic acid content in there pulls the humidity out of the air and puts it back into the ground.
Magical.
So there's some magic things happening, that are going to be great for your yard. So that's MicroLife Humates Plus. It's a 004. You can get it everywhere. All your Home Show Garden Pros will have it, but also get your bag of MicroLife Hybrid 2005.
Yes, you've talked about that. Yeah.
That's going to be your wake-up call. And then if you can water it in with my favorite Super Seaweed.
Yay!
That is a dynamic trio right there that will wake your yard up, get it ready for summer, stimulate all the biology, aerate it on a chemical level, but it's all organic. So it's all safe for your pets, your family, all the people in the home. And you can use it in the vegetable gardens, in the lawn, but really great high-end products that are made in Houston.
Yeah.
For our crazy Gulf Coast weather.
It is just great all around.
Yes.
And before I aerated, or I had it aerated, then I did my Humates and then the top dressing.
Perfect.
So I'm good to go.
You are good to go.
My grass is loving me. It is so happy and just a beautiful color is coming up through that, you know, what I thought was dead.
Right.
So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've got a line of callers for Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, but we are going to take Matt before the break. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good.
What you got for Anita this morning?
I got some pineapple guava trees that we planted about 3 years ago. And that first freeze that we had, I think it was about 2 years ago, it killed three of the four. And I was able to keep a couple of them alive, but they don't seem to be growing as fast as they did originally. And I'm wanting to replace the ones I got that got killed in the freeze. I didn't know what's the best way to plant them and kind of maintain them to really help them start growing. Because I want them to be more trees, not the bush style. I've been trimming them from the bottom up.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I had my pineapple guavas also bit the dust with the freezes. You would plant them like you would any shrub. First of all, you dig a square hole, and you want to mix compost in with the native soil when you replace all of the soil back into the hole that you made. And also, I would just directly pour super seaweed into the hole before you even add soil to it. And you might, Sherry, would you raise that particular plant a little higher than
just
the ground?
Just a little bit above grade.
Yeah, so that it drains really well and you're off and running. Of course, you would mulch over top of it.
Yeah, you would put a hardwood mulch over the top.
Yes.
And then don't rely on the sprinkler system to water this first summer. So, you know, why they failed in the beginning, was it just freeze or did you lose some before that?
It was just a freeze. Yeah, they were doing great before that.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So if you get them planted and use something, like she said, the super seaweed is going to help stimulate some root growth and get them really established. You know, we didn't lose ours where we are, so I'm not sure what the difference is.
Mine were in a raised bed, so okay. their roots were more roots exposed were to more the cold. Exposed,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you can get them nice yeah. and established and healthy going into the summer and then ultimately the next winter, hopefully they won't get damaged again.
Well, an interesting thing about pineapple guava is that their petals taste sweet. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tasted them? Mm-hmm. And mockingbirds will come and eat those petals.
Yeah.
Which is why I never had any fruit on my tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, Matt, did that answer your question?
Absolutely. I really appreciate it, ladies. Y'all have a great morning.
Great. You bet. You too. Have a good day.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We so appreciate you listening and trusting us with your questions about your lawn and garden because you have hit the right place. Mm-hmm. Sherry's here every Saturday morning, and we have a rotating group of experts who come in. And Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is your Home Show Garden Pro this morning. You can call her at 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Thomas.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.